Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. Darren Nicholson grew up in the Tuckasegee community in Jackson County. He now lives in Canton and has been a fixture of the Western North Carolina music scene, as well as the national music scene, for almost two decades. The year 2023 marks a series of new endeavors for Darren. We sat down with him in May of 2023 to learn more about this man on a mission. The inaugural Steve Sutton Festival will take place on June 3rd, 2023, and will celebrate the renowned Haywood County musician Steve Sutton. Sutton died unexpectedly in 2017, but his impact on Darren and the music of the Blue Ridge is still going strong.
Well, Steve Sutton got me, he got me my first professional job in the music business, and was probably the biggest influence and mentor I've ever had professionally and musically. And I met him through a couple of guys in Haywood County named Eddie Rose and Gary Allen. And Gary had gone to school with Steve, and they knew Steve and from playing for years and years in Western North Carolina. And Steve had been on the road with Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, and came home to Haywood County, and at the time had married his high school sweetheart and was living near Lake Junaluska. And he wasn't playing music at all. And so I was in playing music with Eddie Rose and Gary Allen, and we needed a banjo player. And I'll never forget, Gary said, "Hey, I talked to Steve Sutton, and we're going to go down to his house and jam on a Sunday afternoon." And I remember we went down there, and they were telling me how great this guy was, and you know, he was the best. And I didn't know him, you know. I was pretty sheltered musically, but I remember going down there and we jammed. Steve was wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt and slit house shoes, and I'd never heard anybody play the banjo like that in my life. And the timing of it, like once we started playing together, he was the glue that filled every nook and cranny and pulled everything together. And all of a sudden, when you play with somebody of that caliber who's a real professional, and it elevates you to a different level. And I don't remember much else about that day except how comfortable Steve was in his jogging pants, and and that we just had a great time and we laughed a lot. Like, he was hysterical, you know. And and so we were doing a few local shows with Eddie and Gary and a few things, and Steve started playing with us, and we had that band as it was for a year and a half or 2 years.
Not many mandolin players would credit a banjo player as their chief mentor and teacher, but Darren explains why Sutton was the perfect teacher for him.
Well, the trip from Western North Carolina to Nashville, where we live, was 4 hours on the dot. And so every week we would go to Nashville. And so for 4 hours down there, we would listen to music, talk about music, laugh, deconstruct the music, laugh. And he would point things out to me that, you know, I was young and a sponge, and I was taking it all in. And he goes, "This is why this is good. This is why you shouldn't do this. This is why you like this." He would break it down. Like, if I really liked a band, he'd say, "Well, here's what you like about it, and here's what's good about it, and here's areas that needs improvement."
The festival lineup will reflect the way Sutton saw music and the way he connected with people.
Most of them knew Steve personally. Mark Keller Band, Steve played with Mark for years. That's why we wanted to do a music festival, because a lot of people knew Steve from bluegrass. But as we've talked about, he had so many people in Western North Carolina that he played. Like, he would play Shindig on the green and leave there and go down to Magnolias and play with Tony Kreisman and Mark Keller and Jack Mascari, you know. And so Steve was one of those mountain musicians who was always not blurring the lines. There weren't lines. Music's music. The guy was a trumpet major who played the banjo, you know, so it was not really about bluegrass or mountain music. It was about music and community. And the, you know, bluegrass and old time music is a huge part of Western North Carolina culture. But look at all the other amazing musicians. Warren Haynes. Steve gave Warren Haynes guitar lessons, you know, and so, like, you know, there's all these other ties to musicians in Western North Carolina who, when we were doing the smaller event, I knew they wanted to be a part of it. They just, it wasn't a place that they could come do their thing. So we wanted to do a big festival where we could have a rock and roll band, a bluegrass band, a clogging team, a country band, whatever, you know. So that was the concept.
So what can attendees expect from the Steve Sutton Festival?
You're going to experience Western North Carolina musicians, mountain music, dance. The kids from the jam program are going to play. We're going to have, you know, we're going to have the kids involved in it. And so it's just something positive for the community that, you know, that's perpetuating this lifestyle, this culture. And it's going to be fun. You know, it's just going to be... That's what the goal is.
Proceeds from the Steve Sutton Festival will be split three ways to benefit the community. Darren explains how the nonprofit organization has decided how to distribute the money.
We felt strongly that Haywood County Schools, where Steve graduated at Tuscola, we give money away in a Steve Sutton scholarship, and it goes to kids who are pursuing music or music business. The second thing is a third of the money goes to IBMA Trust Fund. And IBMA is the International Bluegrass Music Association. And they have a trust fund that's there for anybody to apply and use. That's important to us in this particular thing because Steve had some major surgeries right before he died. And they basically put a bunch of metal in his neck and rebuild his neck so he would be able to play. But he would be out for like a couple months at a time. And so Steve applied for assistance through the IBMA Trust Fund and got it. And they helped him with some of his bills until he got back playing again. So things like that are very important for musicians. And the fact that Steve used it, that's important for us to give back to, I believe. And then the third thing is the jam programs, the Junior Appalachian Musician Programs. I had a conversation with Josh Goforth, and Josh was, we're doing, through the Haywood County Schools, we're giving money away on the collegiate level, but Josh brought something to my attention that I hadn't thought of, is that there's a lot of kids who are young kids who are interested, who maybe can't afford lessons or need a different instrument. It's time to get a more advanced instrument or something of that nature, who just can't afford it. And so there's a need that's not at a college level, that's at the very foundation of what this music was, you know, where it started. And I know Steve was a young kid playing banjo on the side of the road in Maggie Valley, and there's a lot of young kids out there that can benefit from this as well.
The Blue Ridge Music Trails works to connect fans and musicians alike to the power and richness of our music traditions. Darren offers his thoughts on the particular flavor of bluegrass music that has emerged from Western North Carolina.
Yeah, I think part of it comes from the dance part. If you think back 100, 200 years ago, a band might be the banjo and the fiddle. That would be the band, or a guitar and a mandolin, or there were just two. Sometimes it would be two people, sometimes it'd be three, sometimes it'd be four. But I think, one, when you're competing with the sound of a bunch of people dancing, you've got to get loud. So I think a lot of people learn to play rhythmically and with double stops to make one make their instruments louder, the double stops, and then they play rhythmically. Mike Hunter is all double stops, and it's very rhythmic. And Arvel played the fiddle the same way. Mark Pruitt plays the banjo rhythmically. It's forward roll in perfect time. Steve Sutton played the guitar and the banjo with that kind of... I think it, part of it has to do with that dance culture, the square dance culture. And that's why there's a different... It's a little different flavor with the bluegrass. Nick Chandler's a great example of somebody that plays, you know, double stops and plays rhythmically and plays that kind of timing. There's a specific timing. And there, and Asheville music scene's changing a lot because so many different people are moving here. And so, and they bring their styles and flavors, and that's fine. But I can pick out a true to God, grew up in Western North Carolina musician out of 100. You know, it's a different feeling. You can teach, you can't teach somebody how to feel something. You can teach somebody a break note for note, and you can teach somebody, you can give them the same pick, the same instrument, you can break it down like that, but you cannot teach somebody how to feel something. And that's what's special about the music here.
The year 2023 has also marked a new step in Darren's own musical journey as he embarks as a solo musician. Along with maintaining a heavy performing schedule, Darren will release his first album since going solo in June of 2023. The album features the track Arkansas Without You, which went number one on the Bluegrass Airplay charts.
Yeah, I've got a brand new record that's coming out June 23rd. It's called Wanderer. And I wrote all the songs on it. And it's different for me because it's a five-piece bluegrass record. It's fiddle, mandolin, banjo, guitar, upright bass, and it's all musicians who are younger than me. I'm 39, but I wanted to get musicians who are on the cutting edge of bluegrass and a little more progressive to take my songs and even the way I play and my style to a little different thing. You know, it's not, it don't sound, it still sounds like me. It still sounds... but it's just a little different flavor from my other records. And I had Colby Laney co-produce it. Wes Corbett is playing banjo from Sam Bush Band. Billy Contreras from Ricky Skaggs Band is playing fiddle. Zach Smith from Town Mountain's playing bass. And then I'm playing the mandolin. And my wife Jennifer sang some harmony vocals on it and got a few guest singers. And so it's just, I'm so excited about it. It's my favorite thing I've recorded.
These new career steps have Darren right where he wants to be.
I'm taking my career in a totally different direction. It is about the music. It's not about money. It's not about fame. It's about sharing joy in music with people and sharing this culture and this life that I've been so beautifully given, you know, and given a second chance. And so that's where I'm at.
For more information about Darren Nicholson and the Steve Sutton Festival, visit BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.